Hi, everybody. This is your podcast, I guess, for our first novel, the one we're going to be taking on over the summer, Flatland by Edwin Abbott Abbott. I'm going to try as much as possible to give you a couple of quick kind of audio introductions to our novels so that you can be better equipped to charge in and start your reading. I know that trying to take on a novel like this one is always a challenge, especially on your own over the summer. So hopefully a couple of minutes here will get us on the right direction. First, I need to say that this is clearly been, across the 19 years I've been teaching this particular novel, the most despised novel of the year, and also the most recommended novel of the year. And why is that? Class after class has said that they like this novel and think I should teach it again and offer it again. Well, there are three or four reasons. One is, it's a popular novel for students to use on the AP exam. There is a question three, an essay, where you write about a novel you've read in class. They ask you a random question and you write a response. And this novel fits so many questions that the College Board asks on that May exam that they find it fits very well and it's easy to write about. Another reason that they like it and recommend it is it's a quick and easy novel. And for us, it's going to be as much an exercise in reading as a deep novel to reflect upon. We've got plenty of hard and challenging and thoughtful novels to look at this year, but Flatland is a quick one, and we can knock it out pretty fast and then find ways to reference it back and forth through the year. Another reason is it's pretty versatile. I mean, if you like math, this is a good math novel, and there aren't many of those. If you like philosophy, this is clearly a philosophical novel at lots of levels. Or religion and theology, this is an argument about how faith works and the church and that kind of argument. If you're into science fiction or fantasy, it does operate that way. After all, how many characters do you know that exist in a two-dimensional world? Or it's an old-style language novel if you like the old Victorian literature. Or classic quests. It has all of these. So no matter what you seem to like in literature, it covers a lot of that. In several ways, though, what we learn about this book is going to inform our ways of reading through the entire year, and I think that's what I want to kind of focus in on. So, what's the best way to go about reading it? First, pen in hand. Have a pen, highlighter, but I prefer pen, so that you can mark it right back to it. Do feel free to write in our books. You'll see in some of the books that you get, other previous students already have. Mark it right back to it. Mark ideas that are important. Ask questions about vocabulary. Whatever you need to kind of keep yourself organized around this book. You may also want to have your laptop nearby or your computer, because as you read, we're going to ask you to post some of your ideas on the chisno.com forums. And you may just want to say, look, I just read this section and this is ridiculous. And then you want to talk about it and post about it there. That's totally fair to have that laptop right nearby as you read. In fact, one of the things that I've often done is I've marked sections that I know I'm going to want to post about later. So I mark them on my text so I can go find them and then I've got something to write about. Keep asking yourself as you go about reading this, why is this detail important? What's true about this novel, and one of the reasons it's despised, I guess, is that we tend to think this, it has a lot of details that are not important. It's just simply not the case. Abbott has chosen these all these points for a reason, and we need to think about why. Finally, then, with this podcast, I want to say a couple words about structure, and then we'll get into some of those reasons. Notice that the chapters are really, really quite short. And that, A, makes it easy to read. You can just bite off little pieces in 5 and 8 minutes, which is good. And two, he wants you to take it off in those little bits and pieces. So each chapter has its own role, its own function in the narrative and therefore in the theme. And I'm wondering why those are. Keep that in mind, that every chapter isn't just to get you through the plot, but has its own function or purpose. Also, the novel is divided into two halves. The first half is mostly an essay exposition, kind of how the the world works, how two dimensions work, and what the country of Flatland is like. The second half is more a story, what happens to the character Square as he tries to adventure and ask questions to the Circle Priests about what happens. Usually as we read stories, we get the exposition or the background of a story as we go along through the adventure, but Abbott's got it all preloaded at the front. I'm curious as to why he did that, and I suspect that there's a reason, maybe to frame our reader thinking in a particular way before we go into that second half. Think, too, that this novel finally is a genre novel. It's not merely fiction, but more specifically, it's a journal or confessional. Square, the main character, is confessing something that's gone on, and as a confessional, there may be some kind of meaning to that. What do you expect from characters who are trying to relate their last words or who are trying to confess an idea? Do you believe them? Do you trust them? And in what circumstances might you? Somewhere this might change your thinking about Square's motives. But we're going to talk about that in the next section of this introductory set of podcasts. And so we'll look at this one next.